This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk some about stocks on this program, but every now and then I say a version of this sentence. If you really want to know where the market thinks the economy is going, forget stocks and look at bonds. Today is one of those days where I say that sentence, when the story is what's known as the yield curve and how that curve has been getting flatter this year. Jargony, yes, but Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the primer.
Let's start by defining terms. I found this helpful today. To be honest, when I got this assignment, I couldn't have told you precisely what a flattening yield curve is. So first, yield. That's the interest rate paid on a bond. Second, yield curve. That's when you graph the interest on short-term bonds versus those maturing in 10 or 30 years.
The yield curve describes the price investors demand for lending money for longer and longer time horizons.
Rob Hayworth at U.S. Bank Wealth Management says when the economy is growing, the curve has a nice arc because longer term means more risk.
The fact that you'd have to, in essence, lock up your money for a much longer time.
The economy could get hotter, driving up inflation, eating away at your investment. When the yield curve flattens, investors probably don't think that good stuff's going to happen, says Morningstar economist Robert Johnson.
Flattening is not generally a good thing. If you're not demanding as much for your longer-term money, it seems to indicate that you're not thinking there's going to be much growth ahead.
In the past, this has often signaled a coming recession. Johnson won't go that far, but he does see worrisome signs: weak consumer spending, manufacturing. Analyst Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial sees this in a slightly different light, not that investors anticipate a downturn, but less upturn from tax cuts and infrastructure spending.
There was a lot of hope for that earlier this year, based largely on expectations Congress was going to enact business-friendly policies. That hasn't happened.
So maybe what we're seeing is a political letdown flattening. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.